Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team of vacation planners over at the Magic for Less Travel. Right now is a great time to book your next Disney cruise because Disney Cruise Line has just announced the sailings for 2017. Early 2017 is now for sale and available for pricing, and I know that seems like a long way away, but right now is the best time to look at a cruise for 2017 because the inventory is high and the prices are just about as low as they're going to get. So drop by themagicforless.com, see all the great places Disney Cruise Line is going, and fill out that free no obligation quote and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And don't forget, when you book a cruise with the Magic for Less, you get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend just like cash during the cruise. So have more fun on us and drop by themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management, and even though his offices are located in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne, Indiana, he works with clients across the nation. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online, ameriprizeadvisors.com/drew.baker.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 924 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you had a great week. We're going to have lots of fun talking Walt Disney World today and just kind of daydreaming about some great memories. You know, we had a deep show last Friday. We talked annual pass changes and price increases. And let me just tell you, we had great conversations over on the Facebook group. I wanted to take this time right at the top of the show to thank everybody for giving their comments over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Very, very thoughtful posts. Both positive. You know, some people said, you know, hey, this is going to be a good thing long term. And they laid out seven reasons why. I got lots of great emails myself this week as well. It was just amazing. A lot of places you just can't have the adult conversation with such mutual respect of everybody. Nobody's trolling anybody. Nobody's flaming anybody. Everybody's expressing their opinions. And for me, that helps me so much because it helps me see things from a different perspective, which I think is what listening to podcasts and following different news sites and blogs and so forth, you know, it should open your eyes to see things through a different set of lenses, which you guys did for me this week. For example, you know, I was complaining that I'm going to pay a lot more money for my annual pass, which I'm still not happy about that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not crazy. I don't want to pay extra money. But, you know, people were talking about things that I never considered. Like if you're a local and you buy your annual pass, if you go to a concert a month, you know, down at Walt Disney World, one of those concerts like Boys to Men or, you know, something special like that, you know, during Food and Wine or Flower and Garden, you go to maybe four or five concerts a year. You know, if you're buying those tickets, you're probably $50 a ticket, you know, $75 a ticket. So if you add that up, you know, maybe that's helping you see your value. I mean, there's lots of value there that we didn't talk about. So it was just really interesting conversation. I want to thank everybody who took the time to drop by and get in on that, because when you do that, I don't get to respond to each and every person. It's a very busy week. It's been conference week here at school, but I really appreciate the thoughtful comments. I've really taken those to heart, and thank you for making this community what it is, because it's pretty amazing to be able to have, thoughtful Disney conversations on all topics. And today we're going to do the same thing. We're going to have fun. It's just all fun today. So joining me today, one of the most thoughtful bloggers anywhere in the internets, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and TheMouseForLess.com. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Happy Friday. And I just want to give a reminder that holy cow, Wine and Dine Weekend is rapidly approaching. So for those of you who will be down there, who are or are not lizards, first of all, if you're not a lizard, come join the lizard page anyway. We're a lot of fun. So, you know, you can find that by searching Be Our Guest Lizards, and, you know, one of us will gladly probably accept you into the group. I don't see why not. So come join.
You gotta know the secret handshake.
Right. You gotta know the secret handshake, and you know, there's some sort of lizard dance or something. I don't know. Anyway, but they are the top of the thread. There's a pin post, which I did, but that's not what I'm talking about. They're in the pin post. There is a Lizard Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend Meetup, and it is a spreadsheet which has been created by the wonderful Florence. And you can go and include information on there about what races you're running, where you're staying. There's a couple of meets that Florence has at Trails End. There's a dinner that they have going. I think that there's still availability with that. So if you would like to go to that, you can. You can put your bib number in there so people can come cheer you on. So it's just a lot of fun. So there's spots for all the other race weekends too. So in Disneyland and Walt Disney World. So that's kind of a nice thing. So if you are heading to any of the race weekends, there will always be a friendly face that you can see. So that's kind of nice.
That's right. When we have these race weekends, both at Disneyland and Walt Disney World, we encourage everybody to use our hashtag over the race weekend. We keep it the same just so we can go back and see all of them, but it'll be RunBOGP is the hashtag for the weekend. So you can follow along at home or post while we're down there. And it's under 3 weeks away now.
Crazy.
Yes. Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there soon. So also joining us, you just heard her. She's from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. She is the Floridian on the panel. We have Debbie. Happy Friday, Deb.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Happy Lizard Day. You know,
yay. Is, right? No, you have to do your lizard dance. Lizard dance.
I'm doing it right now. There you go. Okay. Go. All right. Watch her go. Hey, we need to have a special lizard day. See, we need to work on this. See, we have to find a special day that we can celebrate all lizards worldwide.
Hold on. I am sure that there is a National Lizard Day, and I'm going to Google it right now.
There is. Because all right,
we have to do this now.
Yeah, somebody posted. I'm going to say it was like in the last couple of months because somebody posted it.
Yeah, I think it's August 14th.
Yeah, it was in the fall. Okay. It was our late summer. Yeah.
Yeah, August 14th is World Lizard Lizard Day. So
there we go. Go lizards.
All right. We're all going to have to run on that day. That's a bad day for running. August.
Yeah, no kidding. Not a good day.
We'll have to change that date. Anyway, let's get to today's topic because today, like I said, we're just going to have some fun and kind of get away from the heavy stuff. And, you know, I was thinking about this a couple of weeks ago and put this on the agenda to get one of these shows done. I thought, this is the time we need to do this. And I was just thinking, you know, I was at school on my plan period and, you know, a very busy day, just kind of mentally worn out. And I just sat at my desk and I was like, I really miss blank today. Or I wish, what did I call this? I can't remember. Let me find my notes here. I'm missing.
We are so prepared.
Yes, we are. Here it is, because I got this new Google Keep app, which is awesome. It keeps everything in one place. A note app for free if you're looking for one, just for the record. But I'm missing blank today. So what am I missing about Walt Disney World? And as I was thinking that day, I didn't even jot this down so I could see it. But here's what I was thinking. And this is kind of a bizarre one, because this thing could be all over the place. But I'm missing all-star music today. There was something about, I don't know what it is about all-star music. I think what it was I was going through my... I have, what's that app that it's called Time Hop? I think that goes back like in your pictures, you know, like from years gone by. And I believe a couple weeks ago was like the third or fourth anniversary of the Tower of Terror weekend. You know, one of the race weekends, but it wasn't Wine and Dine. It was when we were doing Tower because it was a little bit earlier. And we stayed at All Star Music. And I was looking through the pictures and, you know, like saw the Jazz Inn at night, you know, and that's, I mean, I know it's a value resort and it's an older value resort, but it was beautiful. And like the big microphones, the old fashioned microphones they have that say WDW and the color scheme with the purples and the, you know, teals. And I don't know. I really enjoy just the feel of all-star music. It's very Disney to me. So, you know, kind of probably not what you're expecting when you think about what I'm missing at Walt Disney World today, but it was all-star music. So Debbie, what are you missing about blank today?
One thing that I'm really missing is sitting up at the train station, looking down Main Street. It's just like such a peaceful thing. You got the background music playing, especially now with all the fall decorations. You just look down the Main Street towards the castle. You hear the train whistle in the background. The birds are chirping. And you just see the kids running towards the castle. You could see families getting excited because they've been waiting for this moment. It's a bird's eye view, basically. You're just up one level, but it's so cool to sit there, and it's so peaceful. But you get the whole view of all of Main Street and surrounding this area, this panoramic view, and just to take it all in, it is just magnificent.
Agreed. That's a great view of kind of, the postcard Walt Disney World setting, right there from the train station. You get the castle in the background with Main Street and the sounds and sights and smells of just fun, of great memories. So that's a great one to kick us off, Debbie. So what about you, Ricky? You're missing what today?
You know, one of the weirder things that I'm missing is, it's maybe not so weird, but I'm actually missing Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I know that sounds so weird, but I really haven't been to the party in a few years at this point, and I won't be getting to go this year either. So I'm really sad. I miss going around and trick-or-treating. Of course, I miss Nikki and, her giving me all of her chocolate because she doesn't eat it. I miss, the parade. I miss the fireworks. I miss just everything about that party. Like I said, it's been a couple of years at minimum that I haven't been. I want to say it's probably going on year 3, maybe year 4, that I haven't been. And it's just so crazy because, for a while there, I was going back to back to back to back year after year. So, to have this break. And then now, of course, they added the Hocus Pocus Spectacular. And of course, Hocus Pocus is one of the cult favorites that me and my brother have. We've always loved it. And it's just one of those things between the two of us. And so I'm really sad that I don't get to experience that with him and, seeing that. And it's just, I really miss Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party right now. I have to tell you. So
I can totally see that. I mean, it's a time of year to miss it, because we're going to miss it this year for the first time in a few years. And I dropped the ball because I was just assuming there would be a Christmas party on that Thursday we arrive for Wine and Dine. But the first Christmas party is until that Sunday night, and we'll be home by time.
That's not cool.
I know, because I assumed, I thought Disney, I was thinking like they've trained me, I'm thinking like Disney,
right.
Like you're going to have the masses there.
Always over. Okay, let's go to Christmas.
Well, the whole thing is, you're going to have the masses there on that Thursday night for the Wine and Dine race weekend. Yeah. Why not throw in a party? It's going to sell out. I was thinking like Disney and didn't even look at the calendar until I went to buy tickets.
Oops.
And I was like, that's interesting. I can't buy tickets because there's no party on that Thursday
night. Okay, well,
that's
well, what can you do? We'll have fun anyway. We're at Walt Disney World. We'll make our own party.
That's right.
All right. So another thing that I'm missing is, and again, this is kind of a new one because I went past this for so long, but we had such a good time with this. And I don't know what it is. I even talked to Nate Parrish about this, about when we were making the t-shirts. And thanks everybody who bought the shirts. They're sales done. Shirts will be out here soon. He's printing them up this week. But one of the things I'm missing is the Astro Orbiter at night, especially at night. And again, I didn't go on that attraction for years and years, but Mallory and I had such a good time riding that right before the park closed, giggling, looking at Cinderella Castle, watching Tomorrowland with all the neon and, seeing the Contemporary lit up. You can see the monorail going by. And I mean, you're spinning 100 miles an hour up there. It seems like you're going super fast. But there's just something about it. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like the best of like an old timey carnival. But you're in your favorite place, and at night it seems like the park's filling, thinning out quickly. You're one of the few left, and the cast member is a little bit loose up there on top of that big platform late at night. And it was a lot of fun. So I was really missing a ride with my little girl on Astro Orbiter. All right, I know it's fun. So we'll have to take care of that in next month. Next month, in 3 weeks. All right, so Debbie, another thing you're missing today.
Believe it or not, can you tell I'm trying to be good and eat healthy? But not today, because I want my guacamole and puffy chips over at the San Angel Inn. I love them. I can't remember what the puffy things are called, but they are so good. So when you order the guacamole, they're just these like these big puffy chips, and they're so good. Of course, the tortilla chips are great, but I just love sitting there. The ambiance at San Angel Inn, the lights are dim. You've got the big pyramid in the back. You've got all sorts of cool things going on. You've got the boats floating by. So it's just, it's just so beautiful. And I love that. So, you know, you've got, you know, volcano, you got all sorts of cool stuff. But I want these puffy chips with the guacamole. It's so yummy.
You just hit a sore spot with me because last night Pam was going through Steak and Shake here, which is like a burger and they're steak burgers. It's like a burger joint here. And I know they have them like in Georgia. I don't know.
Yeah, they have them in Florida.
Yeah, they have them in Ocala because we've seen it in Ocala. Yeah. I know some places they don't have them though, but they're really good burgers and fries.
Yeah, they didn't have them in New Mexico, which made me very sad.
I know. Yeah. But they had this thing and they've had it forever. It's called the guacamole burger. You know, it's like a burger with guacamole on it. It's awesome. Well, they quit selling guacamole at Steak and Shake apparently this past week.
Oh, no way. That's just sacrilegious.
That's what I said. I said, you know, I got to have guacamole at least once a day now that I'm, you know, I used to Joan on it because. You know, Pam used to talk about trying to get me to eat it forever. I'm like, no way, that stuff's gross looking. But anyway, that's my tangent. So yeah, you're right. I could go for some Mexican right now. So let's move on because it's making me hungry. Ricky, what do you got? What are you missing?
So yeah, I agree with Debbie here. Let's just throw this out there then. Because while I have not eaten at San Angel Inn, I enjoy the boat ride. So I enjoy a Grand Fiesta Tour and yes. going past and going in that area, you know, with the volcano and smelling the chips. And it's just, oh, I could smell them right now. I can smell the chips and the salsa and it's just, and the water mixed in and it's just perfect. I'm so happy. Anyway, no, sorry, tangent, way off tangent. Okay, so I really enjoy, so there's this area, it's the Tomorrowland Terrace. I used to enjoy it because I liked watching the fireworks from there. Unfortunately, Disney got wise to this and they took my spot and now they use it for Wish's dessert parties, which makes me sad because I'm not paying the money to go sit there. But anyway, so, but I do like to sit there during the daytime and I like to grab, either an ice cream or a Starbucks drink and sit there and people watch, or I'm totally going to cheat here and throw in another one. Or I'll grab my ice cream and I'll go sit in that little alley that's off of Main Street where the Art Festival Center is. And I'll sit there and people watch as people walk out of the park. That is so much fun. Brian and I do that. We hadn't done it for a while, but we did this last trip. And I was sad because there were people that were taking up our tables. And there are never people that sit there. So I was sad. I was a little sad about that. So we had to go around to the smoking section and eat our ice cream, which was not as much fun.
Did you smoke?
No, that's where we had to sit. So I was enjoying my ice cream and cigarette smoke all at once. But anyway, delicious. So no, but that's my favorite spot to go. Both their Tomorrowland Terrace and the Art Festival, and just sit and relax and enjoy a treat and watch the world go by because that's literally what you're watching as people go by. They are just, you know, in their own little worlds. So
you do that through the cloud of smoke.
Exactly.
I know it's frustrating. It is. I know everybody's got the rights, but it is kind of frustrating.
Hey, they it's a good it was a private area. I get why it's a smoking area. It was just a little difficult because I was trying to eat my ice cream, but that's all right. It just worked.
That sounds good. All right, well, let's go around one more time, give one, then we're going to throw this over to our listeners because we had lots of people post earlier in the week on our Facebook group, and I do want to share those because they hit it out of the park even better than us. But the one that I didn't put on there fast enough that I was thinking about originally before I even posted this on any of the social media was one thing that I really miss. Again, looking back at my pictures, I saw a picture, man, Paige was little. She must have been like 11, 10, something like that. And it was a great picture of Paige, Pam, and I. And we were riding in the front of the monorail, on the Epcot beam going over to Epcot. And I understand that they had to change it because of the tragedy that happened. And I agree, you know, that's for guest safety. That's fine. I get that. But it's still, I mean, I miss that how you felt special, you know, especially when you had it was the whole game you had to play. Like, you know, you tell Paige, you know, just ask if you can ride up front, you know, look cute, you know, look excited,
look
you know,
cute.
That's what you'd say, you know, get your kid up there, you know. Can we ride up front? You know, don't say it's because your dad wants to ride up there, but you know that we know that's why, you know, but you know, let's see if we can get up in that front, you know, because I've always run to drive the monorail, you know, that's close as I'm going to get probably. So, I miss that kind of cat and mouse game of getting into the front cab and then also getting to talk to the pilot and being, you know, feeling special there for that 10-minute ride over to Epcot and, getting some outstanding pictures and just, one of those little unique Disney experiences that, you know, you may get, but you may not, and it just feels special. All right, so Debbie, give us one more. What are you missing today?
Oh, I love it. Like at nighttime, I just love it during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, like maybe when you're exiting the park and you're walking from the castle down towards the train station. You're walking down Main Street very slowly. It's so peaceful for me to do that because it's dark. You've got the so-called snow falling. Of course, there are bubbles. But what's really cute is that you've got the snowflakes that are lit on the buildings. The Christmas music is playing. You've got some hot cocoa in your hands. And it's just really, it just ties it all in. And because, you know, in Florida, I really do love snow. I mean, real stuff, not this bubbles. But I love snow, and to me, this is as close to getting as Christmassy as you could get because you've got the cast members that are standing there in their scarves and hats and all the different greens and reds and white colors mixed together. So it's just so beautiful. I just think it's so peaceful, especially at night doing this.
I've been there, done that. Boy, there's something about Main Street USA during the holidays. It's walking through a postcard.
It is. It's just so peaceful.
All right, Ricky, give us your final I miss blanket Walt Disney World.
I miss that time between, you know, when before Illumination starts, you know, they start playing Club Illuminations. And, you know, the place, the Epcot takes on a whole different atmosphere. It really does start to feel like a party. That's why I call it Club Illuminations, because the energy just starts peaking up and you know, you're walking around, there's people everywhere, you're grabbing a treat, you know, whether it's, you know, something from Mexico or you're grabbing something delicious from the ice cream shop back in France. Oh, their ice cream is so good. Or, you know, you're grabbing fish and chips or whatever. And as you're walking around trying to find a spot for Illuminations, and it's such a magical, magical time. And then, you know, of course, after Illuminations, and you've got, you know, the music that plays that was played at the Millennium Celebration, and, you know, walking slowly around World Showcase as that's playing, and, you know, the feeling of not wanting to leave, but, you know, you have to leave, and then walking back to my favorite resort, which is the Beach Club. And there's just something about that walk back there. And then, you know, walking in and seeing that grand lobby and smelling the smells of the Beach Club, because the Beach Club has such a distinct smell. It's, you know, something flowery and then seafood.
Cape May.
But it smells so good. And it's just, there's just something about that time of night, that those few hours that I just miss so much, and they make up such an important part of my Disney vacation, is just making sure that I get to experience that time in some shape or form. That's heaven to me right there.
You know what's really cool is that the things that we keep mentioning are things that we don't have to really pay extra for.
Well, you got to pay to get into Epcot, but
wait, yeah, but I mean, pay extra, like, you know. It's
well,
like,
that's true.
It's not like a lot. Like, you don't have to pay a whole lot, like, to go have chips or do this or, you know, have that. It's just, it's not like you have to have these grandiose, you know, big ticket things, just to have memories that are so wonderful that remind you that this is what I really want to do again.
Well, Disney's listening because they're bringing Club Illuminations to the studios in the form of Club Disney.
Yes, but that is different. Not the same.
It reminds
me. I don't
want
a dance party, Ricky, where they're playing top 40 hits, and
right?
You know, I can hear Selena Gomez and you know, Bruno Mars. Oh, I don't want that.
Mallory's gonna love it, though. Do you remember? Wait, this is something our Six Flags did. I mean, you're probably too young for it, actually, Ricky. But way back in the day, they used to have this dome. It was out. It was kind of like a dome, but it was, it was kind of outdoorsy, but it had a dome top to it, but it was open air. And it was over by where the Buccaneer was at our Six Flags. And they had Q106.5 there every night, and they played top 40 stuff. It was like a Club Six Flags.
Oh my gosh. No, that was definitely before my time of Six Flags.
I'm saying, that's back when I
was. But I was a scaredy cat for a long time, so I didn't go to Six Flags because of that. So,
scared to dance.
Like, I avoided the place like the plague. So
it was fun. It was back in the day when my season pass was $35 and I had a 71 MG, and, you know, gas was a buck a gallon. You could just go back and forth every single night. That's right. I got my money's worth. Anyway, this is the best part. Let's hop over to our Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We posted this earlier in the week. The comment said, help us out today, or help us out today. I really miss blank at Walt Disney World. So here's what you guys had to say. Michelle Brown said, Mickey, I was there last Monday and had my meet and greet with him. I want to go back to my happy place. All right. And then Sean Wright McCullough says, being. So I just really miss being at Walt Disney World. Yeah. I like that. Joel Hooper says, the sky buckets. Great way to avoid the It's a Small World Peter Pan bottleneck. And was always cool to see everything from a different perspective. The old sky buckets. Were you pro sky buckets or anti sky buckets? Debbie, did you ride them?
I did. I love the sky buckets. They were awesome. I wish they would bring them back. That was so cool to overlook the park as you're floating by. And I am not a height person like that, but I love the sky buckets.
She can do the sky buckets, but she can't do soaring? Okay, yep. I don't get it, Debbie.
Because I have something under my feet. I've got something under my feet, like an airplane, but
you have
soaring?
A butt.
No, thank you.
You have a butt under your feet. You are above your feet. You're sitting on a bench.
Yeah, but my little feet are dangling, Ricky. They don't dangle in a sky bucket.
You gotta blame the teenagers for making out and throwing stuff out of them, and that's why we don't have the sky buckets. Can't have nice
man.
Things.
Yep. That's crummy. See, shame on them.
All right, well, Chad Werick says peace. He really misses peace at Walt Disney World. I hear you there, boy. That's a tough one to come by. And then he bounces back, unless you mean something that used to be there, in which case, I really miss the Rose Garden. Always love sitting there. So again, you know, it's those places that are environmental rather than experiential, I think, in a way. Jeanette, I love my friend Jeanette, great agent over at the Magic for Less. When I go out of town, you're one of my guests. Jeanette is there taking care of you always. Says today, I really miss just being at Walt Disney World. Yeah, exactly. That's how this whole got started. I was like, I miss it. Let's see. Katie says, if you mean old attractions, I don't have one for Walt Disney World because I'm still new going there. I miss Adventure Through Inner Space. They still had that the first time I went to Disneyland. I expect to miss Maelstrom when I visit in February.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Yeah, the
Absolutely.
Eye.
Absolutely.
I miss seeing the eye going up the hill on Maelstrom. I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
Yes.
I miss the movie, believe it or not. I love the movie.
Yeah, like where it like scares everybody when it goes, donk, when that kid's looking at the boat or touching the boat. Yeah, I love that. I'm just weird that way.
It always scares me when I listen to it on the radio station.
Like, donk! I crank it up. Donk! Anyway, so that was Katie McGreevy. Michelle Hubbard Hafer says, riding in the front of the monorail with the driver. I do understand why they made this change, but I still miss it. Michelle, you and I are like right on the same wavelength there. It's exactly it. Next, we have Michael Luchtman, and he says, first experiences. Whether it's your first visit or the first time on a new attraction or even the first time or for an event, the first time is always the most exciting. Seasoned veterans still get to relive the first time experience through others' eyes and look forward to the newest attractions or changes to the world. But nothing beats the first time. Well said. That's exactly right. Because you just don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. All right. Stephen McPhail gives the Imagination Pavilion in its original incarnation. It holds a special place in my heart, and I wish I could have shared it with my wife when we were there in September. I know, Ricky, that's kind of one of your things, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, Erica Barthel comes through with one word, Spectromagic.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I miss that. That music is just, that is like still the soundtrack of the Magic Kingdom to me, because when I was just getting into the Magic Kingdom, it was the Spectromagic years. And that was like the heartbeat of the park at night. You know, you wouldn't even have to stop to see Spectromagic. You may be over in Tomorrowland, but you would hear the music coming from the hub. You know, and it was, you would see those crazy clowns that would like jump out of your closet and scare you to death playing the trumpets. I never got that.
That was always so creepy.
Those are the scariest things ever. Giving kids nightmares since 1994. The Spectromagic clowns. That's what I should be for Halloween. Spectromagic. Yeah. Nobody would get it, but you guys. You guys would. And you guys is our thousands of listeners. Travis Heckle says, seeing our kids' expression the first time they walk through the gates of the Magic Kingdom.
Aww.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Lauren Kitati May says, the sounds.
Yes.
I agree. I mean, the sounds are huge. And the smells. When they're good smells.
Yeah.
Not the smells of mine necessarily in July.
Not the smells that you smell, like, you know, who's the smelliest or we that's know exactly. That's who's the sweatiest. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't want to play that game right now.
I don't want to play that either.
Stephanie Martinez Souza says, being. We made our first trip in February of this year. So there you go. Just being is winning. I love it.
Yes.
People are very literal in our Facebook group, apparently. Bernie Fister Collins says, beaver tails from Canada. Horizons and where there was when there was less crowded times to go.
Amen.
Am I missing? Is beaver tails like a? Is it like a drink?
Yeah, you don't know what beaver tails are.
Is it a? No, what is it? Am I missing? I feel like I should know that. And it's Happy Thanksgiving a couple days ago to our or a few days back to our friends in Canada. And tell me what a beaver tail is now.
Isn't that like a snack or something?
Yeah, it was something from the Canada. It was something from the Canada pavilion.
Well, I figured that. I used context clues, but what exactly is it?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what it is, but...
Oh, you're making me feel bad, and you don't even know what it is.
No. I know. Well, it was gone right as I, like, started going, but hold on. I'll look it up.
All right, I'll go on and let me know. Okay, so we'll jump back in. Scott Gardner, my good friend Spartion up in Michigan, says, World of Motion. I never got to experience that one.
I got it. It's a pastry that is like fried. So it's kind of like a donut, but it's different and it's in the shape of like it's like braided and like long and stretched and braided and it's in the shape of like you know.
Well, we call those tiger tails here at Schnucks at the grocery store. They're like twisty glazed donuts. One's like black and one's like gold. It's kind of like a glazed donut with like a chocolate donut twisted.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
I'll take a picture of the tiger tail.
I've heard of them. I remember people talking about them a lot. Like when I first started getting on message boards back in like 2003. So, but they disappeared right around then or right before that. So they've been gone for a very long time. I still don't understand why Canada doesn't have like any kind of snack place like that or anything. Like seriously.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Baffles my mind.
If anybody wants
to say those little maple cookies that they had, oh my gosh. Oh, I love their maple. I love maple cookies, but this is over at Le Cellier. They would have that inside the creme brulee. I could eat those little cookies until I pass out because they're so darn good.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what vacation's all about. And if anybody wants to send me a beaver tail from Canada, you know, hey, I'm open to it to let you know what I think, but I think I miss them and I never even had them. So I'm just saying. All right. Kelly Kelsch Frisbee says Gaston's. She misses Gaston's. That's kind of an interesting one. I've never really spent a lot of time in there. I've walked in real quick during a party, but I need to spend more time at Gaston's. Rebecca Noun McDermott says, riding the people mover. Yes. Yes. Especially this time of night. We're recording late at night. This is the time to kick back. You know, give the sign. I want to go around one more time. I got my sign.
Right.
You know, put up your finger, make a circle. How about another loop? Oh, why not? Go ahead. So, yeah, good call. We have a couple more here. Simone Jenkins says, I really miss stuffing my face with a cronut. And loving every second of it. Man, those things are the bomb, she says. So I guess maybe is the cronut the new beaver tail? It's kind of in the same area.
It's not the same, but I mean, if you're looking for a fried doughy thing, I mean, I guess that's probably about the closest you're going to get. So the cronut is delicious, though. Have you had one, Mike?
No, I've been meaning to have one. I'm going to have
like,
one.
I had one about a year. Wow, it's been a little over a year ago at this point. And it was incredible. But I felt really guilty eating it by myself because, you know, it's a fried croissant donut that's covered in sugar and cinnamon. And Brian doesn't eat sugar. Well, Brian doesn't eat, like, sweets, and he doesn't like cinnamon. So there is absolutely no way I can split it with him. So, you know, if anybody wants to split a cronut, I'll be happy to split one with you.
We'll split one in, we'll split one in a few weeks.
All right, that sounds good.
It sounds like something you just directly apply to your thighs.
It absolutely is.
Who cares?
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my gosh. It's flaky and crusty and buttery because it's made out of a croissant. And it's sugar and cinnamon and delicious. Oh, it's so good.
Gosh. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're splitting one totally.
You can do it with ice cream, but
we're doing it with ice cream.
No, I think it's much better just the cronut. Like, I think it's just better, but I'll try it with the ice cream. But okay. I think it's much better just as the cronut, but that's just me.
What I'm thinking is the cronut is like the third cousin of the beaver tail.
Maybe.
Because they're from like the same corner of Epcot.
That's right.
Kind of
that's right. They are. See?
Oh, man, they sound great. great.
Oh, they are, Debbie.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
The Cronut takeover because of Sermone. Anyway, last one is from Aaron Vick, Kitchen Cabaret. Can you say veggie, veggie, fruit, yeah. fruit?
No, that's not veggie, veggie, fruit,
oh,
fruit.
Oh, no, that's a...
Wait. No, that is Kitchen Cabaret. Food Rocks is the other one I was thinking of. Yeah. Kitchen Cabaret is
veggie, veggie, fruit. Don't do that to me when it's this late. I'm tired.
Sorry. We're tired. It's so late.
I know. We're weak. We're getting old.
We are.
I had my dinner at 4:00 at the restaurant. I was the only... No, just kidding. But we do that. You know we do that sometimes. Anyway, so that is it. Again, you could drop by BRGuestPodcast or Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Check out all these. Add yours to the thread because it's just fun reading everybody's because you're like, oh, yeah, I missed that. I didn't even know I missed that. So again, thanks everybody for being a part of the BRGuestPodcast family. We hope you enjoyed today's kind of lighthearted show. Nothing serious. Just a lot of fun about the place we all love and appreciate all of your input and keep it coming. Again, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Also, give us a follow on Twitter, Twitter.com/BRGuestMike. We'll talk about it there as well. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is in 2 days. It's this Sunday night, October 18th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We want you to be there, and we're going to continue this topic. This will be the first question as you call in and also in the chat room. What do you miss tonight from Walt Disney World? So be ready for yours and give us a call. Again, this Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, MagicalMouseRadio.com. All right, today's show brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are there working hard, those vacation planners, planning great trips for their guests. And right now, you have your choice. You can save some money on some 2016 Walt Disney World packages and room-only reservations. You have Stay, Play, and Dine in Play for the end of December. Of course, not Christmas week, but right before that. Also, about the first quarter of 2016, also some great room offers during that time as well. And also, you know, just to keep everybody on their toes, Disney Cruise Line said, hey, let's announce the first half of 2017 sailings. And they did that as well. So right now is the best time if you want to book a cruise. You always want to book it early to get the lowest price because as the ship fills, the prices rise as well. And of course, when you book with the Magic for Less, you're going to get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend like cash during your cruise. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the specials, either Cruise Line or Walt Disney World, even Disneyland as well. Fill out that free no obligation quote and let them know, hey, I heard about this here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're going to take great care of you. And we appreciate you supporting the Be Our Guest podcast by dropping by themagicforless.com. Also, today's show is brought to you by longtime listener Drew Baker. Let me pull up my script here. I had the question's still up. And Drew Baker's from Aquitas Financial Group. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management. And even though his offices are located in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne, Indiana, he works with clients across the nation. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online. He's at ameriprizeadvisors.com/drew.baker. All right, check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're right there, MagicalMouseRadio.com. And don't forget, we'll have the Halloween audio going all since Halloween's on a Saturday this year. We're going to have it going for 24 hours, all day, all night on Halloween. So be ready. That's one of our biggest days and nights of the year. So you can scare your friends and show your Disney love to your neighborhood. Put one of those big Bluetooth speakers in your front window and blast it for the entire block. We're going to have a good time on Halloween, awesome. October 31st. So be ready on MagicalMouseRadio.com. It's a tradition. All right, yep. Well, it's time to duck out of here and let everybody have a great weekend. Hopefully, it's still baseball season here in St. Louis. I don't know. We'll see. I have confidence that it is.
We really don't know.
Either way, Missouri plays Georgia, and both of us are hurting, so that'll be a great game. So, somebody's got to win, so we'll see how that goes. Right. All right.
Me against you.
That is.
I don't really know. It is. Go sports.
Go right, sports Andrew? Again. That's right, Andy. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much, as always, for downloading the show, for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast. Oh, one other thing. I want to throw this out there. Jocelyn, earlier in the week, if you are a running lizard and you want to get one of those Bondi bands that you see around all the lizards' heads when they're running and they're posting their selfies after their runs. They're great kind of sweatbands that say BOGP Lizards. They have the logo on them. We raise money for Give Kids the World with every purchase, and Jocelyn does such a great job with that. She does so much for us, along with Mike Bankhead. So if you want to get one of those bands, drop by the Facebook group, and you can order those in the next little bit of time here. And again, some of the money goes to Give Kids the World, and you're going to get a great band, support the show, look great during the races and in your training. So I just want to give you a heads up on that, and thanks to Jocelyn for putting that together for a second batch. The first batch went out. We sold like 150 like in a couple days, so be ready. Get that order in soon, because I don't know how long this is going to go as well. All right, time for a great weekend. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Hope you have a good one. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an outstanding weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe out there, and we'll see you real soon.